friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck returns to The View and speaks up for the unborn. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. In honor of the show's 25th season, Elizabeth Hasselbeck returns to The View and becomes embroiled in a debate with Whoopi Goldberg on what it truly means to be pro-life. And the former co-host isn't afraid to stand up for her faith and traditional values. Elizabeth Hasselbeck worked as a co-host on The View for 10 years between the years 2003 to 2013. During the show's panel-style Hot Topics discussions, she typically represented the conservative point of view. And that certainly didn't change when she returned for a guest appearance on the show during the 25th season celebration. Within moments of being welcomed back on The View, Elizabeth Hasselbeck was already boldly discussing the crucial role faith plays in her family. Elizabeth shared how there is a prayer wall in her home. There, she and her husband encouraged their children to write out their prayer request. Periodically, they revisit the prayers written there. They let the kids use a flashlight to shine a light on the prayers and explain how they see God working. For prayers that seem unanswered, the children turn off the flashlight and make the decision to trust God in the dark. Elizabeth Hasselbeck and her kids turned this exercise into a children's book called Flashlight Night. It's intended as a resource in helping other families discuss prayer with their children. This is a little story if you want an exercise with your kids to know what's on their hearts, to know what's on their souls, and to really talk honestly with God, she explained. As the show veered toward hot topics, Elizabeth again leaned on her faith in a discussion about the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and she and Whoopi Goldberg began debating God's position on abortion. I believe our Creator assigns value to life, and those lives have plan and purpose over them as designed by God, Elizabeth said, advocating that women be aware of all of the options out there that extend beyond just abortion. Whoopi then interjected with her opinion, seeming to suggest God is okay with women choosing to abort. God doesn't make mistakes. God made us smart enough to know when it wasn't going to work for us. That's the beauty of giving us freedom of choice, she said. Whoopi then quoted the Golden Rule, citing it as the reason she would not make that decision for anyone else. Elizabeth then asked, what about the life in the womb? It was clear the two wouldn't see eye to eye on the issue, with Elizabeth holding up a towel that read, I would agree with you, but then we would both be wrong. Even though she was the only woman on the panel supporting the traditional Christian views on abortion, Elizabeth stood firm in her beliefs, and her conservative standpoint ruffled more than a few viewers' feathers. One person commented, saying the Christian celebrity had turned the show into the 700 Club. Another labeled her a religious wingnut. Despite their differences of opinion, the conversation never got overly heated. Elizabeth Hasselbeck returned to The View to present her conservative point of view, and Whoopi Goldberg lauded Elizabeth for having some of the best conversations coming from an opposing standpoint as Whoopi's first conservative in terms of having these kinds of conversations. The fact is, we won't ever all agree. And while Christians are called to stand up for God's truth, we are meant to do so from a place of love, not judgment. We get to talk about these issues, Elizabeth Hasselbeck said during her return to The View. I think the best thing is to not double grip on issues. Hold your position in one hand and hold the hand of a friend in the other. If we can't do that as a society, we are really teaching our kids the wrong way to talk about hard things. Relationships matter more than being right on things.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Upstanding 17-year-old returns the lost purse he found, restoring faith in younger generation. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. 17-year-old Adrian Rodriguez went out of his way to return the lost purse he found to its rightful owner, and the young man's good deed has brought inspiration to so many. Eliana Martin probably had given up hope that she'd ever see her bright green bag again, but one 17-year-old with a ton of integrity made sure the lost purse was returned to its owner, and that special young man is Adrian Rodriguez. Adrian came upon Eliana's bag in a Chula Vista, California's Ralph's store. Adrian might have simply dropped the purse off with customer service. He could have posted on social media and hoped for the best. He could have done absolutely nothing or just kept the contents of value for himself and discarded the bag where he found it. But Adrian did none of those things. Instead, Adrian located a driver's license in the handbag and personally delivered it to the address he'd found on the identification. That's going the extra mile, literally. It turns out, though, that the owner of the lost purse was no longer living at the address. Eliana had previously lived with her best friend, Melina Marquez, but had since moved out. Eliana's buddy Melina was also not there when Adrian came by to do the good deed. Adrian left the tote with Melina's family member and went on his way. When Melina returned home, she was so touched by the kindness and presence of the young man she saw on her Ring camera that she wanted to find him and do something to thank him for returning Eliana's bag. Through social media, Melina quickly located Adrian and arranged an in-person meeting between Adrian, Eliana, and herself. Adrian obliged and returned to the home once again. The woman thanked him for returning the lost purse and even set up a GoFundMe page to show their gratitude and admiration. "My mom always told me since I was little, always do the right thing when nobody's around," said Adrian to NBC News. The fundraiser has already received nearly 700 donations and over $15,000. Adrian wasn't expecting to be rewarded for his honesty, but his actions meant a great deal to Melina and Eliana. Of course, Eliana was thrilled to have her purse back, but Adrian's demonstration of character was even more impactful. Melina said, "This is something that we really need. It's good news, positive news." Melina speaks the truth. We do need good news stories, and as many fellas like Adrian as today's mamas and daddies can raise. Your mom did good, Adrian. They did not require an accounting from those to whom they gave the money to pay the workers, because they acted with complete honesty. 2 Kings 12:15.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kynos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.